Grab your swords. Hosea 4, verse 6. Anybody know this verse? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, which is representation of truth. And because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you from being priest for me. And because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. And this is how ancestral curses get put on our lives. Because when we do not fulfill what God has asked us to do, a curse comes on our family line. And when our forefathers did not do what God said to do, a curse came on our family line, and we inherited it. It goes down the family line. It's called an iniquity. And verse 7, it says, the more they what? Increased. Now, the more they increased in wealth and materialism, it says, the more they what? Sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people. They set their heart on their iniquity. It shall be like people, like priests. So I will punish them for their what? For their ways. And reward them for their deeds. For they shall eat but not have enough. They shall commit harlotry but not increase. Because they have ceased from obeying the Lord. Again, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They increased in wealth but also in sin. Because they ceased to obey the Lord. Now, this is vitally important. Because one of the things that's brought to us today is we must begin to examine ourselves. The level of commitment. What level of commitment are you at? And this is one of the things that I really believe that the Holy Spirit is quickening us to the arena to saying, what level of commitment are you at? Okay, you say you're a believer. You say you love me. You say you follow me. But what level of commitment are you truly at? And the level of commitment that you're at, of course, is based on your obedience, but first of all, it's based on your relationship. Amen? So where your relationship is where your obedience will be. Your level of commitment is based on your relationship, and the fruit of your relationship will be your obedience to the Lord. Again, which is based on your relationship. So your obedience to the Lord is based on your relationship, isn't it? So the level of commitment where you're at is based on, number one, is your relationship with the Lord, and number two, your obedience. Now, sometimes there's that area where obedience is going to increase your relationship. Because discipline leads to relationship and relationship love affair. So sometimes, you know, you might not know the Lord very well, but your consistency and discipline is going to bring you into a place where you know him more than you've ever known him before. So many times people are trying to know the Lord, but not be disciplined or commit or in that level of consistency to really know him. You know, the more you hang with someone, the more you know him. So if you met someone one time, you really don't know him. Right? So your level of commitment is on your relationship with the Lord. And the fruit of your relationship with the Lord is based on the level of your obedience. So you might have met him two or three times. And then we say, we know him. Well, he healed me. I know him. Just because you got healed doesn't mean you know him. Just because you got delivered doesn't mean you know him. Just because you read his Bible doesn't mean you know him. You may know of him. You may know what he does. But do you really know him? And this is where that intimacy is vitally important. Because when you know him and you have relationship with him, your level of commitment is at a high level if you know him. In other words, everything involved in your life is kingdom business. Everything. Everything that you do, it's not about you, it's about him. every area, our level of commitment is being tested right now. Not to condemn, not to punish, but to expose so that you desire to increase your level of commitment. James 4. How many of y'all know things aren't getting better out there? They're getting harder and difficult. And I'm hearing it from everywhere. I'm hearing it from pastors and fellowships and churches that things are difficult. And what the main difficult is? The laborers. Because of the level of commitment. Everybody wants to serve God their way instead of God's way. It's a tremendous, but it's an influence. You got to understand this. This is influence from the demonic realm. And what it does is promote pride. And pride will move you out of position. In James 4, in verse 7. Therefore what? Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So again, if you can't submit to God, and submitting to God means divine order. And the level of your commitment will cause you to know divine order. It will cause you to what? Know divine order. You won't fly out of order. You will know divine order. Your level of commitment will cause you to know divine order. It doesn't mean you won't make a mistake. Making a mistake is not falling out of divine order. It says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will what? Draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your glory to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will what? He will what? He will lift you up. So, submitting to God's divine order, divine authority is also divine order. So when you're submitting to God's divine order or divine authority, it reveals the level of commitment that you have. And in this, there is a level of humility, humbleness. Because the closer you are to the Lord, the more humble you are. The closer you are to the Lord, the more humble you are. Because he's first. He's first. See, so if you're an individual that submits, then you maintain a level of humility, don't you? There's that level. And God gives grace to the humble, and he rejects the proud. So submitting to God's divine order or authority is a level of commitment which will cause you to know his divine order with a level of humility because he is first. He's what? He's first. It says, verse 11, do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another? Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time, then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills. If the what? If the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. John 3. Your level of commitment will cause you to know divine order. And in this divine order, there'll be a divine authority that you desire to submit to because you maintain a level of humility. You know, so many times because pride kicks in, we want to justify. We want a reason. And the best thing to do is shut up and repent. Start over. It's the quickest thing to get out of anything. Forgive me. I repent. You know why? Because when you say, I repent, you know what that's causing you to do? Humble yourself. And because of that, it's revealing your level of commitment to God. In John chapter 3, verse 26. And they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy is mine is fulfilled. He must what? Increase, but I must what? Decrease. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all, and he who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, that he testifies, and no one receives his testimony. He who has received his testimony has certified that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God does not give the Spirit by measure. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. From above or from the earth, Christ must increase, and we must decrease. It is a place of purification and sanctification, or what we call separation unto God. In other words, we are separating ourselves from worldly approvals of sin. How many of y'all know the world approves of sin? It is a level of commitment to the place that he is a seal of approval on us. He places a seal of approval on me and you. It is a level of commitment. It is a stamp that says, anybody ever heard the song, Made in the USA? Bruce Springsteen. Well, Bruce, I got something for you. Made in Jesus Christ. But anyways, God puts his stamp on me and you. And it doesn't say made in USA, made in China or Japan. It says made in Christ. There is a level of commitment where God stamps you and says, you are made in me. Does everybody understand that? There is a level of commitment where God stamps you, made in Jesus Christ. And that level of commitment must be maintained. Does everybody understand that? In other words, in the word it says, and he caused us to go down to the potter's house, amen, to hear his word. And he took the clay, and he put the clay on the wheel and slammed it, and he began to remold it. And this is the book of Jeremiah. And what God does is he remolds it so that he can bring us to the level of commitment and place his stamp on us that says, made in Christ Jesus. See, something made in Christ Jesus is not movable. It doesn't compromise. It begins to release things in their life that are options of sin. Does everybody understand that? Sin is no longer an option. It's not an option. Running is no longer an option. We fight, we don't run. Fear is no longer an option, even though it comes and it tries to attach itself to us. It's no longer an option. There's a place that God wants to seal us with an approval that says, made in Christ Jesus. Does everybody get this? No more made in the USA, made in China, no more of this made of the earth. We're made in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2. Your level of commitment. Oh, hallelujah. In verse 1. And it says, and you he made what? In Christ Jesus. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we are dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might what? Show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are as what? We are as what? Workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Here is that seal that says, made in Christ Jesus. You have been stamped, made in Christ Jesus. So, you know, when you go to the store and you buy clothing, and you look at the label tells you everything about the clothing, doesn't it? So we should have a label attached to the back of our neck. So when they lift your label, it says, it should say, made in Christ Jesus. 100% not wool, holy. You are made in Christ Jesus, 100% holy. Go to verse 19. Now, therefore, you are what? No longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in where? In the Spirit. We are made alive. We are made in Christ Jesus. The new label, backed by the material made, is called holy because of the blood of Christ. Ephesians 5. Level of commitment. So there is a level of commitment that God wants to stamp us with. You know, it's not what, so many times, your level of commitment, people have their own understanding of their level of commitment, compare what God has a level of commitment. And this is where we must ask God, Lord, what's your level, what should be my level of commitment? What's my level of commitment? What's my level of commitment in fellowship? What's my level of commitment in the kingdom? What's my level of commitment? And he will tell you. Not only does he tell you what your level of commitment is right now, but he'll tell you what your level of commitment is, what is expected of him. And you may be rebuked. He may be telling you, you are committed to too many other things than what I've told you to be committed to. You know, our level of commitment, yes, we're to be committed and faithful in areas because we're to be an example, aren't we? So we should be a commitment, a level of commitment to our jobs and people around us and so forth. But our level of commitment to the kingdom should be the highest level of commitment beyond our families. It should be the highest level of commitment. Does everybody get this? And this is where you want to seal that level of commitment where God says, made in Christ Jesus. Made in Christ Jesus. 100%. Holy. Ephesians 5 and verse 8. For you were once darkness, But now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And they have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. Why? Because the influence of darkness is trying to interfere with your level of commitment. You know, we take sometimes fellowship in a nonchalant way. In other words, the things of God. We take more serious the things of the world than we take seriously the things of God. You know, when we go into the jails and so forth, man, we see the level of commitment with some of the inmates there that is phenomenal. They're there waiting when we come in. And then there are those who are those sitting in their bunks, and you have to almost drag them out of their bunks to come down. You know, you want to show God your level of commitment, you're willing to show up on time for work, then show up on time. There's a level of commitment. It's amazing how we prepare ourselves for all the things of the world, but do we prepare ourselves for the things of God? What is our level of commitment in the church, in your fellowship, in your home? What is your level of commitment? What? Listen, again, the things of God should be the highest level of your commitment. Because your level of commitment with God will reflect everything else. Oh, you may think that your level of commitment to your family is the greatest. But if your level of commitment to God is not higher than your level of your commitment to your family, it will reflect. Does everybody understand that? Because what you're doing is you're putting your family, your job, your things before God. And this is how he sees us. We must begin to look through the things of what he sees, not what we see, not what we feel, not what people say, not what the world approves of. You know, my own carnal family of my relatives and stuff, they see a totally different thing. They think I'm weird because of my level of commitment to God. Because of my level of commitment of not associating with sin. Because of my level of commitment to the house of True Ministries and Total Freedom. Because of my level of commitment, they think I'm weird. Well, you have a daughter out there, and you have this out there, and you have that out there. No, I have a level of commitment to God first of all. Because when I die, I'm standing before him, not before anybody else. And I'm going to be judged on my level of commitment. And so will you. Oh, hallelujah. Therefore, verse 11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose those things that's influencing you. Expose your level of commitment. Listen, there are things I don't want to do sometimes. But because of my level of commitment, I must do them. Not because I don't feel like doing it, because of my level of commitment. There are times I don't feel like going to the gym. There are times I don't feel like coming to church. There are times when I don't feel like reading my Bible. Every one of us goes through it. But your level of commitment will overcome your feelings. If you are still led by how you feel instead of what you are supposed to do, see, many people think that their feelings is what they're supposed to do. They spend more wasted time in the things of the world trying to become somebody when they already are. But they're trying to become somebody that's approved by the world when you've been pre-approved by God already. And then people hang around with other people that have been labeled by the world as successful and all the other things. And they want to hang around with them to hope that they will receive the same label. Are you listening? But see, they're looking for a title label that brings them into bondage instead of the label that says, made in Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, this is vitally important today because the influence is promoting more and more worldly labels. Man, you just turn on the TV and watch a couple commercials. You see what kind of sitcoms they got now and all of these live TV, you know what, I don't know what you call those, reality shows. That is, let me tell you, that is called reality of demonic influence. And that's all it's doing is promoting self. It's all promotion of self. I mean, they show all of these movie stars and all of these wealthy people, all of this wealth. Why? The people next door to them are starving. And it's because of titles. See, titles will put labels on you. And people are trying to seek a title instead of the label that says approved in Christ Jesus. All right, let's go a little further. So we're to expose the unfruitful works of darkness, right? And verse 12, for it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you what? Light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are what? Listen, the days are evil. There is evil influence in a great way. It's in a tremendous way right now. And this influence is trying to put labels on us to keep us separated and put limitations so that we're not at a level of commitment with Christ. Therefore, he says in verse 14, awake you who what? Sleep and arise from the dead, and Christ will what? He will give you what? Light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fool, but as what? Wise, redeeming the time, because of what? The days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dispensation, but dissipation. But be filled with what? The Spirit. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the what? In the fear of God. Of God. Wow. Submitting to one another. Fellowship with darkness causes us to increase in self. Has everybody got it? And it will also cause a decrease of the level of commitment. When you have a level of commitment that has decreased, it means that you have been influenced by darkness. Is everybody okay? It lowers your level of commitment, and our label begins to fade. The label that says made in Christ Jesus begins to fade. Are you listening? And then other labels begin to increase. Instead of made in holiness, made of carnality, made of greed, made of disobedience. Are you listening? Things of the world, made of lust. The influence of the world will take your position of Christ. Remember, the world promotes social status. It's the label of false heroes. And it causes a stumbling block to the pure heart. The world has labels. They even have labels called pure or poor. You know, think about it. The labels of poor, middle class, and rich. It puts a person in a place, doesn't it? It's not the place of those in need. They've got labels of the poor, the middle class, and the wealthy or the rich. It is the status of who we become placed by other people's labels. Does everybody got this? You know, you can stay stuck in that place till the day you die, until you begin to break these labels off yourself. And we've talked about breaking off these labels. The label we need to have is I am in Christ. The label of made in Christ Jesus, not the USA, not China, or not of the world. Made in Christ Jesus. The label you allow to be placed on you will interfere with the level of commitment and your increase or decrease of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Start at verse 1, please. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal. For where there are envy and strife and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? For when one says, I am Paul, and another, I am Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul and who Apollos? But ministers through whom you believed, as the Lord gave to each one. In other words, they were trying to say that they were these people. They were labeling themselves as them. And even Paul was rebuking them. Where then is Paul and where is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believed, as the Lord gave to each one? I planted, Apollos what? Watered, but God gave the what? Increase. So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who what? Gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, and you are God's building. According to the grace of God which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. Does everybody got it? So we must be careful. God gives the increase, but you must take heed in how you build on it. In other words, you must maintain that label that says, made in Christ Jesus. Made in Christ Jesus. Not made on my diplomas, my education, my fellowships, my associations, the church I belong to. That's not what made you. There's a level of commitment where God stamps you that says, made in Christ Jesus, because of your level of commitment. Does everybody understand? Because of your what? Level of commitment. And your level of commitment is a fruit of your relationship. And that will also determine your level of obedience. Not your way, his way. Colossians chapter 2. How many of y'all know resentment is a label? Unforgiveness. That's what the enemy tries to place on us. So he always tries to cause some kind of conflict so that a label is placed. And once a label is placed on us and we agree with it, then it opens the door to the enemy, doesn't it? Colossians chapter 2 and verse 18. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding fast to the head, for whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grows with the increase that is from God. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, you died with what? You died in Christ from where? The basic principles. These basic principles are worldly labels of the world. Why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to regulations associated with these labels? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things which perish with the using, according to the commandments and the doctrines of men. These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom and self-imposed religion, but false humility and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. Continue. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ, where? In God, where Christ, who is our what? Is our life appeared, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desires, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of men, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to what? Put off. Put off what? Put off all these what? Is anger a label? Wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. And do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and put on the new man, who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Do you understand that we are to constantly break off these labels that have been placed upon us, because it's going to cause influence of demonic forces in you. It's going to set your level of commitment lower than what it was. It's going to cause you separation further from the Lord. You know, people have enough time struggling with themselves. They don't need any more demonic influence. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we've got to get rid of these labels, breaking off these labels. So every time a label comes up, you know, and you got to understand that if your level of commitment in relationship to the Lord is not at a level to where you are not seeing what's coming out of your mouth, you're dangerous. Are you listening? You're dangerous. And we don't want to be dangerous, do we? We want to be armed and dangerous to the enemy, not to our brethren. So we must, one of the things we got to see is the level of commitment to God of the things that come out of our mouth. You know, people threaten people in the area of, well, if you don't do this, I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do this. I've seen spouses threaten one another. Oh, if you're not doing this, I'm leaving. See ya, sister. See ya, brother. My commitment is to God. He's number one. That's it. So you're going to be challenged on your level of commitment. And you can't be a wimp on that, because your level of commitment will be judged by God. Every one of us. Every one of us will be judged by the level of commitment. Because your level of commitment is going to produce righteousness or compromise or unrighteousness. And the labels that the enemy places on you is just to influence us to offset the level of commitment. Amen? Take off the old man of labels and put on the new man that says, made in Christ Jesus and made with pure holiness. 2 Peter 3. Not 100% wool. Not 100% cotton. 100% holy. 2 Peter chapter 3. Replace your labels. Get rid of them and replace them with the word blessed. You know, you may make the mistake. Oh, man, what an idiot I am. Oh, I break that label off and replace it. Oh, how blessed I am. Has everybody got it? 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat, but the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Hello. So everything's going to burn up one day, isn't it? So the earth isn't going to be forever, is it? This earth we are in right now will burn up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless, considering that the longsuffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, is written to you, as also in all of his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they also the rest of the scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. But what? Grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And to him be glory and both now and forever. Amen. And grow in the grace. In other words, grace is God's plan, isn't it? 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. And we'll close here. Level of commitment. What is your level of commitment? Glory. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 11. Would you read it with me? Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you what? How many of y'all know God wants you to increase? Amen. What's the first thing he wants you to increase in? Relationship. Why? Because that's going to increase your level of commitment. And your level of commitment is going to expose the fruit of your level of what? Obedience. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all just as we do you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all of his saints. And everybody said amen. Remember, increase in the level of commitment also by love. His love. You know, your level of commitment in your relationship with the Lord, it's going to also express his love through you. You know? His love through you. So again, search your level of commitment. Where are you at? Where are you at? Is your relationship with the Lord where it should be? Are you still playing church? Are you playing religion? Or are you really serious? Are you trying to be titled by the world that says you're a Christian? Or are you willing to be stamped by Christ saying, made in Christ Jesus? You don't have to prove anything to anyone. God will prove who you are. You don't. We must maintain a level of humility, a level of relationship, a level of obedience, a level of God's love. And you will increase the level of his trust towards you. And if you're faithful, a little more will be released. Amen. If we do not let the Lord build the house, we labor in vain. We need to stop trying to build God's house and let the Lord build it according to his way, not our own. Your level of commitment is judged by God. Amen. And the world needs to see your level of commitment in relationship and obedience. It is vital. Continue to sever off the labels that the world has placed upon you, which is interfering with your level of commitment. I encourage you, let God promote you and not yourself. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And again, we ask for your forgiveness in all those areas we have allowed the level of commitment to become idolatry, because our level of commitment to you has decreased and to our lives has increased. Have mercy upon us and let your grace abound, empowering us to say yes to you and no to temptation in all the things of our life, that our level of commitment and relationship with you would increase love, obedience, and faithfulness. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Hallelujah.